American poet, essayist, and philosopher known for challenging traditional thought, Emerson's philosophy is characterized by its reliance on intuition as the way to comprehend reality. Listen to this excerpt from Self-Reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson. These are the voices which we hear in solitude, but they grow faint and inaudible as we enter into the world. Society everywhere is in conspiracy against the manhood of every one of its members. Society is a joint stock company in which the members agree, for the better securing of his bread to each shareholder, to surrender the liberty and culture of the eater. The virtue, in most request, is conformity. Self-reliance is its aversion. It loves not realities and creators, but names and customs. Whoso would be a man must be a nonconformist. He who would gather immortal palms must not be hindered by the name of goodness, but must explore if it be goodness. Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind. The ideas of this one essay, Self-Reliance, have influenced all of my writing, and I consider Emerson to be one of my greatest teachers, even though he passed on well over a century ago. Ralph Waldo Emerson was known as much for his essays as his poetry. In perhaps his best-known and most frequently quoted essay titled Self-Reliance, this provocative American author, known as the father of the Transcendentalist movement, outlined in depth the basic tenets of what it means to be your own person. I can still remember the impact this essay, Self-Reliance, and its contemporary Henry David Thoreau's essay on the necessity of civil disobedience had on me when I was a 17-year-old high school student. In this brief excerpt, Emerson speaks to the necessity of being a nonconformist in order to be fully alive and of the need to resist enculturation. Society demands conformity at the expense of individual liberty, he asserts, which is to say that it demands that you fit in or be an outcast. Emerson insists on the integrity of the individual mind, maintaining that it is essentially sacred. Now remember that Emerson was also a minister who is informing us that the mind is what is sacred, not the rules, not the laws, not the societal mores, but your mind. Further on in Self-Reliance, Emerson declares, "No law can be sacred to me but that of my nature." This profoundly courageous statement is from a fearless man who knew that divinity and sacredness are not in the institutions of the church but in the minds of individuals. Our conduct makes us divine creatures, not our memberships. How we use our minds as free-thinking people is what makes us sacred, not how well we cite the laws to protect our malice or vanity. When you stop to consider most of the evils that have been perpetrated on humanity, they have virtually all been accomplished under the protective custody of society's laws. Socrates was murdered because the law said it was proper to dispose of intellectual dissidents. St. Joan was burned at the stake because it was the law. All of the male babies in an entire country were systematically murdered because it was the rule. When my own mother was born, one half of the population, that is 100% of the women, could not vote in America because the rules said so. At the time I was born, millions of people were being herded into death camps and all of their possessions confiscated because of inhumane laws. It was the law that required black people to sit in the rear of buses, drink at separate drinking fountains, and live lives of separate and inferior opportunity. So please don't cite the laws and rules of society to justify your actions. People who truly understand what is meant by self-reliance know they must live their lives by ethics rather than rules. It is possible to find some obscure law or rule or societal tradition to justify virtually anything. Those who do not give priority to the integrity of their own mind will indeed cite laws to explain why they do what they do. Aspiring to be a more sacred being means shedding your reliance on conformity. Emerson went on further in this provocative essay to say, "I am ashamed to think how easily we capitulate to badges and names, to large societies and dead institutions." He spoke openly of the long-held but immoral institution of slavery, which was protected by law. "I ought to go upright and vital and speak the rude truth in all ways. If malice and vanity wear the coat of philanthropy, shall that pass?" Recall, if you will, that Emerson was speaking and writing like this while slavery was legal and protected by society. What does this essay on self-reliance say to us today? It encourages us to cultivate ethics rather than rules or laws as the governing inner light for ourselves. If we know it is right, it will be in harmony with spiritual principles many of which have been spoken about in this collection. For example, mercy. The law shows no mercy when it lawfully executes prisoners. When lawmakers, jurors, or the press say that the perpetrator showed no mercy, so why should the law? You must seek your own sense of what is right to formulate your own opinion. If mercy is an essential aspect of your spiritual practice, then citing someone else's lack of it is hardly a justification to ignore your own inner truth. This is self-reliance. Not thinking like the herd or citing its rules as your rationale for your own inner truth. Emerson does not ask you to deliberately disobey any law, rather to use your own sense of ethics in running your life. He makes it clear, to be a man or a woman, you must be a nonconformist. I suggest that the best way to employ this profound truth from Emerson is to learn how to be quietly effective in your own life. That is, have no need to make public pronouncements about how you refuse to conform, and instead take solace in the comfort of your own inner strength, and proceed as a silent individual who knows how to rely on yourself. I practiced Emerson's philosophy starting with my discovery of his essay when I was 17. In 1959, I was 19 years old in the Navy, stationed aboard an aircraft carrier, the USS Ranger. President Eisenhower was scheduled to fly over our ship, and all of the sailors were required to get into full dress uniform and spell out "Hi Ike" on the flight deck as the president flew to a political meeting in San Francisco. When I learned that I was expected to participate, I was outraged at this insult, yet I seemed to be a small minority. Apparently, the majority of the crew did not mind conforming to create this greeting made of human letters. Rather than launching a protest, I recalled the words of Emerson, "To be a man, I must be a nonconformist." But I had to do it silently. I let the conformists go about their task while I disappeared in the bowels of the ship until this insult to my self-reliance was completed. No outbursts, no useless fighting, simply being quietly effective. The rules are not reasons to live a certain way. It is the integrity of your own mind that you must first consult if you are ever to experience this quality of self-reliance. This lesson applies to all areas of your life, from making decisions for yourself about how you spend your free time, to how you will dress, to what you will eat, to how you will raise your children. Don't let the voices within you grow faint and inaudible in favor of that societal conspiracy. Be yourself and run your life by what you know to be right and in harmony with your spiritual essence. That is, by the integrity of your own mind.